This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
By the way, Joe Biggs sent me a text telling me about this. I mean, he's been calling the show about it. He's got the flu and pneumonia. And he's had all sorts of lung issues because he was in an armored vehicle that was on fire, and it took him a while, I think like 15 minutes to get him out. So he coughs up a lot of blood, and still the VA won't help him, and they won't even fill his prescription. Somebody go over to Biggs' house and go get him and take him to the doctor, and I'll pay for it just because the VA's not doing it. Somebody go get him before he ends up getting sicker. I know he's been sick for 2 days. Somebody, dude, pick somebody from the office to go get Biggs and take him to the doctor. Might as well shoot a story about it. I know that's what he wants to do. He's always complaining about the VA, how he's been there probably 20 times since he moved to Austin. They always say they lost his paperwork. He's honorably discharged, Purple Hearts, whole nine yards. He's got shrapnel wounds all over him, been blown up in vehicles, legs all broken, arms, you name it. And they wanted to fix his knee. And I'm just so tired of it. I'm always like, well, here, let's get insurance. No, they're supposed to pay for it. And they don't give him anything. They have these big, giant buildings, though. I'm not blaming the average even VA person, but the death panels, the don't treat list, I'm so tired of it. Just somebody come in here and wave at the door. Just let me know somebody's going to do it. I know him and McBreen are friends. Send McBreen with a camera, too. Let's go show what's going on and go show the VA. First, get him to the doctor, getting better. But, I mean, that's a dramatic show him not getting treatment. He can even call him, maybe even go in again after he gets some medicine. But this is the type of garbage I'm talking about. And those two are friends, or Jakari, whoever. We just need to get him over there and get Biggs to the hospital or to the clinic. This is just ridiculous. Well, I have the flu and pneumonia. The VA wouldn't fill my prescription, even though they said I am in the system and recognize the VA patient. They said I needed to go to eligibility and get an appointment for later with the doctor so they could get an ER, did last night. By then, my lungs would be so full of liquid. So they essentially said, F off and have to wait for an appointment later on. Not today, like in a week. Good thing pneumonia isn't one of those bad things, he's sarcastic. And so we're going to document what's happening to Biggs, because I was already talking to him last night. He was so mad, went through a report about it when he gets better. So that's how I can speak for him. That's what he wants to do, so let's go make sure he's getting better. I didn't know he went to the ER last night after I talked to him at like midnight. I didn't know he was that sick, so pray for Joe Biggs. What an insane example of how we're bringing in all these jihadis. We're bringing all these people from war-torn areas where our own government financed the overthrow or the attempted overthrow of Libya and Syria, overthrew our allies that stabilized the whole region, religious freedom, you name it. Women have more freedoms in Egypt than many areas. All of that erased. Our government overthrowing it, putting Morrissey in, and then trying to block a new government coming in that stopped that. And the jihadists, once they got control of the government, were blowing up police stations, bombing ships, attacking the Navy, attacking the Marines, crucifying Christians in the government palace upside down. And then they raided their houses, and the Egyptian government came out and said, Obama is running the Muslim Brotherhood. We have all the documents. We can't believe it. Why did you do this? And then suddenly, you never hear about Egypt in the news anymore, and now Egypt is allied with Russia. Been allied with the U.S. for 45 years plus. Now has brought in the Russian Navy and Russian weapons to protect them. And you see the Egyptians on their TV channels translated into English, and it's their generals, it's their leadership, very smart, educated, people that want to be free and want to have science and want to be prosperous. An ancient civilization, 6,000 plus years old, and it's their top generals and leaders on TV going, why do you fund the jihadis to kill us? Why do you want to overthrow? We want election governments, but you can't blow up 500 churches in 1 month. They blew up thousands. That's who runs our country. And they got all the documents out of what we told you before was even in the news. From Dr. Corsi, he had the documents, other documents. Obama and his cousins and others running things out of Kenya, just south of Egypt, up the Nile, trying to overthrow Egypt and put foaming at the mouth head chopper lunatics on who just run around in diapers all day, beating their wives up, doing no work.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans, these high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to play the clip from The View where they come out and say, Donald Trump really is making sense. And these are the liberal women on the show. We've got the leader of one of the major parties in Belgium saying Donald Trump's absolutely right, we're going to face more terror attacks. That was 2 weeks ago. We just played that clip earlier. I'm going to play it again. It's so important. And then we have this clip that is a Michael Delaforte, who went as a Westerner, joined ISIS to create a caliphate, and was inside of it until he figured out that it was a cult. Boy, that's like going to a Klan rally and sitting around and figuring out you're with a bunch of white supremacists. I mean, how hard is it to figure out these people? They're whacked out of their brains. Yeah, and he's still supporting it, I guess. So, well, then how is he walking around on TV? It's just crazy. And then I've got all these other clips I mentioned where the police went to the talent agency head's house because he put out a tweet that in the park he talked to women wearing these beekeeper suits, the hoods. Talent agency boss who confronted a Muslim woman in London, just asked her to explain Brussels. She, of course, wouldn't disavow it. That's the whole point. Was arrested for inciting racial hatred. It's racial. It's religious. And I mean, I can't go to Saudi Arabia and preach the Bible. They'll kill me on the second offense, put me in jail for 10 years on the first. And then this guy, I'm the immigrant bleeping your daughter. This is who the state appointed over the state-funded board to represent Swedish culture. In his tweet said, I'm the immigrant effing your daughter while you're trying to sleep, ignoring her moans, calling me daddy. Now, folks, we're a radio show / TV show. I've been on the air 21 years. Everybody knows I have a very clean mouth. Okay, but I have to get like this because this is who governments are putting in charge. This is what they're saying. This is what they're pushing. This is what they're doing. I have to talk about five-year-olds being taught how to perform oral sex because that's what they teach in schools. I have to talk about five-year-olds being confused about their gender with a third bathroom put in because that's what they're doing. It is just a full-out, insane, devilish assault. And it's crazy. No Borders activist welcomes Brussels attack as a good thing. This is the left celebrating radical Islam, which is becoming dominant Islam. Leftists urge migrants to exploit chaos caused by bombings. The bridges are being overflowed, the trains, the ships, the tunnel. It was in the news last week. The British police arrested 5 people last year. Thousands run through a day. Europe is wide open. They announced in major French news last month that, quote, the French highway system is collapsing and in a state of anarchy with over 500,000 migrants, invaders, that haven't found a place yet of the other 2 million that have come into France the last 3 years. It's 5 million total in Europe, Germany and France, the lion's share, because it is total bedlam. Go to YouTube. There are thousands of videos in France of just cars and families being drug out and people breaking into trucks and grabbing them out and beating them and aid workers trying to give them food, beating them, and steal. I mean, just every day, BBC being attacked in Sweden at a train station, broad daylight, and they're so entitled. I was in London the last time I was videotaping just to get some scene cutaways, and Muslims across the street ran over screaming at me that I was filming them, and of course, I was American. I said, you know, basically, get out of my face. You want to bow up? Let's go. I wasn't looking for trouble, but I got a free speech. Then they turned around and ran off. They were used to Brits. I'm not trying to be mean. Brits didn't used to be like this. They literally get on the ground in a fetal position and begin urinating all over themselves. That'll be the new national flag. I mean, this is crazy. That same thing happened to me when I was about to interview a former MI5 agent for my film Terror Storm outside a hotel. I'm getting a cutaway shot. He calls me on the cell phone. I'm arriving in 3 minutes. Good. I go for the film, and it's in the film. I want you arriving when you pull up in the cab as a cutaway shot because I also run camera, not just my crew. I'm out there waiting to have my camera, and these people come up and get in my face. His wife's got a hood on. He's blah, 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 blah. He speaks some English. I go, I'm making a film. A guy's coming. He yells at me again. I said, listen, go call the police if you want. Free speech. I'm working here. So what I'm saying is the attitude is over the top, arrogant, and aggressive. And I am not going to be a slave here, ladies and gentlemen. I am not putting up with it. It's like National Review last week had an article going, it's white people and also Rust Belt people, poor people that don't like NAFTA and GATT and their jobs being gone that like Trump. You deserve it. You deserve it. And it was like this. I don't like seeing any group put down and told they deserve something. They're a bunch of scum just for who they are. But David Knight made the point. I'm not going to sit at the back of the bus because I'm white. They have taken everything that Dr. Martin Luther King talked about that was so true and inverted it now, and it is a crazy free-for-all where every weirdo leftist group, you know, some 10-year-old, quote, transsexual can get to go in the room with your daughters and take showers with them at gym because they think they're a girl. It's all about them dominating us. I'm going to Pastor Manning for the balance of the hour. We're start taking your calls at about 40 after, but I am wound up. I want to play this one clip we didn't get to last hour. This is this person that fought reportedly with ISIS, Michael Delaforte, and talks about his dream to live under an Islamic caliphate would become a reality in Europe. And now he still supports it and is, I guess, allowed to go around and do this. So let's go ahead and play it.
How many people do you know from your group of friends who've left for Syria, who went to join ISIS?
60.
60?
Yeah.
What happened to those 60 people?
All of them are went to paradise.
Went to paradise, huh? Look at that guy. I think he's so tough and scary. Ugh. Looks like a devil, doesn't he? Looks like a little devil. Ugh!
My dream is still to live underneath the Islamic caliphate, underneath Islamic law. That's my dream.
And they let him back in.
Is that ever going to happen here?
In Europe?
Yes.
There will be a day.
There will be a day, yes. That's Islamic goal.
You think sooner or later they'll make it to Europe?
I think they're already in Europe. Because ISIS is not a group, it's an ideology.
Oh. He thinks he's so tough, like it's so mysterious to be part of such an evil, cowardly group. And all over Europe, the Swedes, you name it, bring them back in and give them psychological counseling and welfare because they were in ISIS. And then still let them operate and put them on the news. And what do you want to bet trendy, liberal, 18-year-old women text him and want to hang out with him? Just like they want to get picked up by a pimp and used and have cigarettes put out on their eyeballs. They love it. Dr. Manning joins us from ATLAH, ATLAH.org. He spearheaded the boycott nationwide to get Al Sharpton kicked off MSNBC. He is in the face of the dragon. He's got the eye of the tiger. Doesn't need to be introduced here. I appreciate him holding while I was ranting, but I am particularly getting wound up now because this is just crazy. ATLAH.org. Pastor Manning, thank you so much for coming on to give us your commentary and your analysis. You heard me ranting there, but this is real anger. I mean, this is getting so crazy where they're arresting people that mildly criticize Islam, not just in Europe, but here. I want to ask you, who is the left? Who are these people that would take the countries that have given them so much freedom and then try to bring in the most radical forms of Islam that would literally murder them?
Well, you know, Alex, there are a couple of things. By the way, thank you so very much for having me. It's always a great honor to share on your broadcast. There are a couple of things. One, to your earlier point regarding the language that you, I mean, you've been broadcasting for 21 years, and we know that your language is always upscale. But with respect to what's happening now, especially with this transgender sexual ideology that's going on, they are counting on you using wimpy, if you will, politically correct language that they might be able to continue to advance their cause. So your language, if you don't get salty, you're going to get slaughtered by the politically correct crowd. The other thing is that you made mention of in your rant. First of all, Islam is the biggest con game in terms of getting people to go out to fight that I've ever heard of. You get promised 70 virgins in paradise if you get killed. If there's a con game of con games, that is the most unique of all con games. And yet it is pervasive among a billion people who believe that con game. And so they go out and they do all of this fighting. But I think the other thing is, Alex, with respect to what the View is going to say about Trump and about Brussels, what's happening there today, I have this desire to look further and deeper into why is it that a city like Brussels or Paris, if you're looking at the
yes, research, why are they hitting the places that literally roll out a red carpet to them?
Yeah, well, I mean, there has to be another answer other than what we're getting from the dunghead media, Alex. I mean, I don't believe them. And we're going to have to look deeper, and perhaps you will have, just looking closer, this would have a better answer, because it doesn't make sense. They're not hitting an organization or states or nations that are hostile to them in many ways. I mean, you go to Paris or you're in France or in Belgium as a Muslim, and you get treated, I mean, royally. They roll out the red carpet, as you said. So why is this happening here rather than some other nation, perhaps, where we might be a little bit more adverse to Islamic thought or ISIS in general? I don't understand it, but I don't believe what I'm seeing on the dunghead media. I just don't.
So there's something else behind this. Well, clearly, I've talked to a lot of insiders and others, and they say they're bringing them into attack. Then they're going to make Christians and others control our speech as to not upset the Muslims, and they're also going to use it to roll out a police state against everybody.
I don't know. I mean, that's a possibility. I'm not sure that is the ultimate. But there's something going on with the powers that be, the world order that wants to control everything. And I think they see ISIS, Islam rather, as a vehicle through which they can either use them as a stepping stone to do more world control. I'm not sure. There could be some adverse thoughts to the non-productive state of a state like Brussels or Belgium, for instance. Or in Paris, there's no love of Jesus. The Parisians are without God. They're pretty much a godless people with a liberal mindset that's far worse than anything that we can experience here. I mean, you know, 9/11 pointed everybody to hate Muslims. It changed the entire world order. I mean, if we were just to talk about, let's say, for instance, a security firm, a Bill Gates type, who writes patterns and programs for security, said, listen, let's knock down the World Trade Center and everybody and their brother worldwide will have to spend billions of dollars in new security ideas, new security techniques that will be implemented. And you make a zillion dollars.
Oh, you're right. It created a whole new economy based on select groups controlling the rollout of the technocracy.
Right. So, I mean, what's behind what's happening in Belgium and in France? I don't believe it's just Muslims want to force the Quran and get people to say Allah Akbar.
Oh, I agree with you. I was against the earlier wars. I would be against, quote, Islamophobia, just hate Muslims. But clearly they're putting the most radical in charge. Saudi Arabia is allowing to bring them in. They're killing people. And the left is defending it. And acting like Donald Trump is to blame, that's where I get so angry. So I agree, it's a lot bigger than just getting upset with the radical Islamists. But I think at the end of the day, the globalists admit they want to clash the civilizations in their own PNAC documents. And out of the clash between the dying decadent West and radical Islam, a world government will come in to basically referee and arbitrate.
Well, you know, let me be clear. I'm not here in support of Islam in any way, shape, form, or fashion. I think they are a barbaric group. They were prophesied to be so with Hagar's birth of Ishmael way back there during the days of Abraham. I want to be clear about that. But I think your phrase just a few moments ago of a dying, decadent West, perhaps there is some sort of a new regeneration that they're trying to put forward. I'm not sure. I just don't believe the rhetoric.
Oh, I agree. I've looked at that. Allowing these outrages by radical Islam could spark a rebirth of Western values and appreciation of liberty and freedom. But then I look at what the politically correct people are doing. They really want to get rid of free speech. I think the left is degenerated into pure evil, and they're allied with radical Islam because they hate bitter clingers.
Listen, let's look at a group like Black Lives Matter, for instance. I mean, you would think after the alleged black president, who really isn't black, but okay, everybody said so, and Barack Hussein Obama, that the political movement, especially among black people under what I've been taught by Dr. King, would advance into a different approach to dealing with social or political ideas or elections. Here we got a radical group, just a grade below ISIS or Islam, storming campaigns, going in and creating all kinds of havoc. But the other thing, then giving to black people in general, Alex, a blanket, if you will, view that all black people are radical, just one step short of being Black Panthers, Black Lives Matter, which was absolutely unnecessary for them to approach politics.
Oh, there'll definitely be a backlash now by dumbed down racist white people against innocent black people.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I see the ISIS thing and the Black Lives Matter sort of kind of compatible.
You're seeing the dialectic of problem, reaction, solution.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, what is really going on behind this? It isn't just the fact that ISIS or Muslims want to take charge of territory. Listen, Saudi Arabia's got tons and tons and tons of money. George Bush was in the pocket of King Abdullah, and so is Obama. So, I mean, they don't need to be militant and to kill up a whole bunch of people to get their way. They can buy their way or bribe their way into the lives of politicians and do what they want to do. I'm just highly suspicious of what's going on and wish I had a better answer for your audience today.
Well, I think you had a better answer because you just laid out, I wasn't even thinking about the Hegelian dialectic and all that, and then there you are laying it out, and it's prima facie. You know, it's true on the surface. Obama doesn't even lean down when he meets a Christian leader, but he shouldn't, by the way, because he's the head of state, but he does bow down to any Muslim leader he finds or foreign royalty. That is disgusting. What do you think that's about?
I think it's about simply what's in his heart. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You have reverence for certain principles, Alice. I've known you over the years, and you can hear the change in your voice when there comes to various patriotic reverences, and also the sternness in your voice, and the clarity and resolve when you talk about the globalists. I mean, your voice changes as an attitude that these people are dangerous, they're diabolical, and don't mistake my voice, or mistake what I'm saying. So when Obama comes in contact with the Muslims and others, his heart tells him to bow down to this power.
Well, he's so sweet to them, and then every Easter he badmouths Christians, and said, remember last year, and says we're mean and hateful.
Well, you know, the funeral of Judge Justice Scalia was not attended by the Mac Daddy Obama. He didn't go. And one of my audience participants said the reason why he did not go is because it was in a Catholic church. You know, the Catholics are heavy on biblical symbolism. They've got the cross and Jesus all over everywhere in their sanctuaries. And when Obama, in his first year of office, spoke in Notre Dame and also at George Weston University there in Washington, D.C., if I'm pronouncing the university correct, he made them cover up the picture of Jesus.
That's right.
And cover up the cross at Notre Dame and also at the university. But he couldn't get the Catholics to do that at Scalia's funeral, so he didn't go. That's his, you're right, he bashes Christians.
Well, that's almost like a vampire, because I forgot he'll never be seen with a cross around him. What is it?
Why he's a vampire. He's a vampire. He will not, I mean, a cross will actually bring him to his knees. So he has to cover it up. I was so put out when Notre Dame did that going back. You remember when that happened going back a year ago? Not a year ago, but several years
ago. I've forgotten about that.
No, and Dr. Alan Keyes was out there on his knees begging people to wake up to what's going on, that you got to cover up the cross of Jesus to get this low-life piece of trash called Obama to come and speak at one of the Catholics' most leading and notorious schools.
That's crazy, because when he goes to India or anywhere else, he will stand in front of any other religious symbol but the cross, and they do cover it up everywhere. Wow, that is such a message that he doesn't want to be seen worldwide with that image associated with him. That is unbelievable.
What are we going to do about Christians in America that allow that to take place, who feel cowed, into allowing him to do that? Hands are tied. We're just helpless. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion means that separation of church and state means that as Christians we shouldn't challenge him.
Well, I was about to say, I've never worn jewelry other than a watch, but I just feel moved the last year or so to get a small cross and start wearing it around my neck just because the enemy hates it so much. Why does the enemy hate that symbol so much?
Because it's the most powerful symbol in all of the known universe. You can go from planet to planet, from star to star, from galaxy to galaxy, and the cross is it, Alex. It's it. I got one right here. Can y'all see it? Hey, look here. I got it right here. I'm wearing a cross right here. It's on a little chain on my vest, but I'm wearing it. Alex, go get one. It's power. I like to see Obama. If first thing I do, I'd flash him. I'd have my jacket closed, you know. If I came into his presence, I'd have my jacket closed. Then when I came up to him, I'd flash over my cross.
Well, I've talked to people about how the flies are always landing on him. People leave it inside the White House, and I talked to another prominent person, and they said, no, there's something really evil about Obama when you're in his presence. Have you ever been in his presence?
No, never. No, I boycotted him when he came to Harlem. I was just a door or two away from him across the street when he came to Harlem at the Red Rooster. I led a boycott. Our church was out there in mass numbers boycotting him, but that's the closest I've ever been to the creep.
I want to go to break. I want to come back. The toll-free number to join us, because callers always bring up great issues that I wouldn't bring up, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Pastor Manning is a great guy. He doesn't ask me to do this, but people like him that come on, I ask the listeners to check out his ministry. That'd be a great place, in my view, to tithe and support people if you only have globalist churches in your area. He feeds the local folks, teaches them about what's happening with the New World Order. He really is the type of church I would attend if I lived near to him. Otla.org, great videos, great reports, great TV show, radio show, great materials for everybody, free there on the site. But Otla.org, he's been through a lot in Harlem over 30 years, fighting, and has now become a major leader in the area.
by being willing to go up against gangsters like Al Sharpton. So he's a good friend and a great patriot, Pastor James David Manning, otla.org. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I want to get into the Trump phenomenon, the economy, geopolitics, and a lot more, and the real meaning of Easter, because I started just thinking about Obama just now. He'll never be seen with a cross. He badmouths Christianity on Easter. I mean, why does he hate it so much? Why not act like he just likes it? What is the problem there? That tells you everything, doesn't it?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a three-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Gentlemen, we are back broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Pastor David J. Manning is our guest. James David Manning is our guest. My dad's name is David. I tell you, my head is spinning right now because I know I start hyperventilating. It's just when you study the news all day and you look at what these people are doing and you start making the connections, I'd forgotten that just last month he wouldn't be seen with the crosses and with images of Christ. and other Christian iconography. I forgot that they've actually made them, when he gives speeches at churches, cover it up. And I forgot that the Methodist Church has always been, quote, liberal, but like abolitionist liberal in a good way. And I've got family that's, some family that's Baptist, others that are Methodist, and they can't even go to their Methodist churches anymore, including the biggest one here in town, because let me tell you, they get up there and they're talking about all over the country taking crosses out. Germany's doing it too, saying it's hurtful to those that aren't Christian. Well, then you're not a church anymore. So that's what this move is about. Everybody else's symbols can be there, but Christians. This is so discriminatory. We're going to go back to Pastor Manning in a moment. We got David and Doug and Mike and Robert and many others that are patiently holding. The number to join us on this live Thursday edition is 800-259-9231. But as they attempt to intimidate free speech, it's time to take action. Lord Monckton said he didn't used to wear a big cross until they started trying to restrict him and said, don't wear them in England. And the UK, on the news, they said they're hurtful. He wears a giant one now. And you know what? I just thought of it. I'm going to put out a T-shirt that's basically Crusader style with a big shield and a big cross with something like defending free speech since 13-something. Because it was Islam that invaded Europe dozens of times, killed millions, till the Crusades responded to push it out. And I was taught in school and college that the West was bad in the Crusades, even though the very textbook admitted that Islam started expanding before Muhammad even died. It had taken over thousands of miles. So, I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy to sit there and blame groups that didn't do anything for things that happened in history. It just shows the attack on reality. It's like blaming Donald Trump for saying, we're not vetting any of the people coming in from the Middle East. We'll block them all till we vet them. Before that, he's like, well, we got to bring the Christians in. They're being killed. No, sir, they're not letting the Christians come out. For every couple hundred Muslims, they'll let one Christian in. That's in the news. They won't let Shiites in because they're not allied with Obama. It's crazy. We're going back to our guest, back to the news, and then your phone calls. But briefly, it's important to exercise the First Amendment. We sold out, of course, the limited edition Hillary for President T-shirt, but now we have a new limited edition. It looks like a campaign shirt. Hillary for President 2016 and beyond. She's tried to call up to different major comedy groups and others and comedy clubs and said, you can't criticize me or I'll have your license revoked. We have to exercise the First Amendment or lose it. A little bit of money we make when we sell these T-shirts is vital to run this operation. It's like Trump funding his campaign with ball caps and T-shirts. It takes a lot of them to fund the operation. And so InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com to find the nutraceuticals. We have 10% off the Deep Cleanse. It's a whole bunch of zeolites and other known compounds that pull out toxins from the body and massively detoxifies. And the highest quality Shilajit. You know, government and others criticize Shilajit because it's so incredible. It's just amazing. Research, it's the highest quality Shilajit, pulls out the toxins. It's what the Russians, one of their secrets in the Olympics, is legal and lawful. Find out about it. It's so amazing. You can just put this in your water under your tongue every day. The detox is amazing. 10% off that. Get it with the liver cleanse. You can also just put in water by itself and not do the intense cleanse. That's what a lot of folks do. And it works synergistically together, 15% off when you get the two together. Or get it with Oxy Powder, all three together, and get 20% off when you get the Ultimate Cleanse Pack at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free. We can answer all your questions, 888-253-3139. And I want to thank you all for your support. Thank you all for your prayers. Thank you all for spreading the word, because I know I'm hard to put up with sometimes, but people know my heart's in the right place. And you know, when I have these guests up, Pastor Manning's never asked me to plug his website or plug his ministry. I just know from local news and follow him for a decade the type of good work he does. When I say, please support him if you can, or you find it in your heart, or support us, we're trying to support you. I'm not complaining if you don't support us. I know how poor people are under this depression. They want to make us poor in their own documents with Cloward and Piven and others so that the West is so broken, we're busy just trying to get food every day. They want to make us poor as a tool of control. That's why the globalists want to bankrupt us with socialism and communism, because they can't compete with free market. I mean, that's just a fact. But our kids are so dumbed down, many of them, they don't know that at these colleges. Because the big robber barons like Bill Gates don't want them to know how successful they could be The globalists are in competition with competition. As John D. Rockefeller said, competition is a sin. Look it up for yourself. So whether it's spreading the word about the broadcast, supporting our local affiliates, supporting their local sponsors, becoming a sponsor locally, praying for us, sending out the video links, the story links, whatever the case is, it's all having a giant effect, and God bless you. But our audience is metrically more than doubling every year. Until about 5 years ago, as audience went up, money went up. We're in such a recession slash depression that audience doubles, triples, quadruples now in a year. Money doesn't go up. So I know for people like Manning, without asking him, I bet it's tough, even though his audiences explode, because this country and this world's in trouble, folks, and that's why we're pulling to turn our jobs back on, pulling to turn our factories back on, pulling to not shut down the coal power plants. They're totally clean, and our power prices have doubled. That's why we're pulling for Trump, because we want to make America free and great again. So InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or ATLAH.org to go support Pastor Manning and his important work, or just spread his videos out as well, because this is what it's all about. I'm not in competition with Pastor Manning, with James David Manning, or WorldNet Daily, or Daily Caller, or Matt Drudge at DrudgeReport.com, or anybody else for that matter. I don't want to be in competition with Glenn Beck, who's constantly trying to sabotage us and dirty trick it. I want more of us out there to fight together to restore the republic and to restore religious freedom and the First Amendment. Now, I got him on, so I might as well go to him, but I'm just really upset today, as people can tell. Pastor Manning, I want to go to calls in about 6-7 minutes. I want to play some clips as well, but perhaps you can, I know you have your own show coming up, but perhaps you stay a little bit, maybe 5 minutes into the next hour, so we can finish up with more of the callers that are here holding. But I just feel such an earnestness, and it seems like the enemy is moving on all fronts. Is the enemy moving on all fronts because they're in trouble or because they're emboldened? And what do you think about Trump, other big issues? What's front and center for you right now?
I'll get to Trump in just a moment, but let me say this. I'm getting ready to have a staff meeting with our programming department and our ministry that we would broadcast to prepare ourselves for the collapse of the dunghead media. One of the things that, and to speak about Trump, one of the things that Trump has been able to do profoundly is to demonstrate that all media, that they are phonies, they're liars, they're inconsistent, they're not for the American people, they're bought and paid for. It doesn't matter whether it's Fox or whether it's MSNBC. He doesn't make a distinction. They're all in it, if you will, in a way that doesn't produce, that doesn't benefit the American people. Trump has made that clear. What I want to say about the Manning Report and things we do here, and certainly you might want to think about it as well and get your supporters to think about how we need to start having investment procedures so that we can protect ourselves at the collapse of the medias that are going to collapse as a result of what Trump is doing, because a number of institutions that are presently standing are not going to stand on the Trump presidency. I've said so, and everybody listening to me on our broadcast know, I've said that your ministry, Alex Jones, InfoWars, will be number one when ABC and others go out of business. You have been bringing the truth, the news, to people without being paid for by the advertisers or the lobbyists or politicians that will not come on your broadcast unless you give a particular point of view of support for them. So I think what I'd like to say to our audience is this, is that we need to get prepared to be better, to be stronger financially, to be able to pick up the mantle, as I think the mantle will fall into our laps in not too many days with what Trump is doing to every aspect of the established
so order. Astute. I've got to have you on more because you're so on target. The whole facade is already collapsed. They just don't know it yet, and they're only digging their grave faster.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And Trump has no power of giving them the shovel and the place to throw the dirt. So,
what do you think Trump's place is already in history? I mean, for whatever reason, he is just devastating them on every front. What is your view overall of how Trump's doing and where this is going? Because I'm really concerned for his safety.
I am too. And I don't like to talk a lot about it because I don't want to give people ideas, but I am prayerful, very prayerful. And I would ask everybody else to be concerned. But Trump is a revolutionary that has. When I look at Trump and I look at George Washington, and everybody please listen to me very carefully. I'm not trying to raise a man above his stature. It doesn't profit me. I've been living too long to do such. But when I look at how George Washington handled the establishment of King George, and when the revolution was called that we needed to be set free from England and its tyranny over us as a free and independent people, and Washington was able to lead a fierce battle to have that happen in the Revolutionary War and then become the president. You know, when I look at Donald Trump, take him back 200 years back to the 17th to 1800s and put on him a military suit like George Washington, I think we're cooking with the same gas, if you will. That, and Trump is stirring up the hearts of the revolution of Americans who listen, Alex, we want to take our nation back from the globalists. We want to take our nation back, and Trump is our leader right now.
And he's saying it, and he knows it, and inside baseball, he knows even more. He is on the same page as us, and that's why the enemy is so scared to death of him. They know he's not just acting like a populist. They know from the dossiers on him and the rest of it that he's been aware of this. He gave money against NAFTA and GATT 25 years ago. He hates it all. He has been basically under the radar, and so they know, and they're scared.
Yeah, and I think the American people we've not seen such an excitement in the American people in a very, very long time in this nation. It's been a very long time. Reagan did not bring this kind of excitement. I know people gradually kind of gravitated to Reagan, but he wasn't a firebrand starting out the way, and he just simply became powerful as time went on. But Trump has started out a firebrand, and the people of America are excited again. Listen, Alex, we are Americans again. I mean, we are Americans demanding our constitutional rights, demanding the freedom of excessive taxation. We are Americans again, demanding that the government works for us rather than tyranny towards us. This is exciting what Trump is doing.
Speaking of that, let's play a clip from The View today where they, and the full video is on Infowars.com. It's about 8 minutes long, but here's just a snippet of them talking about Trump being right about Brussels, Belgium. Here it is.
And let me also say this about Donald Trump. You know, we trash him often here. Bottom line is, and you've been saying that,
I've been
Raven,
saying that.
In January of this year, he said Brussels was a hellhole. And this is an interview with Maria Bartiromo on, I believe, CNBC. I could be wrong about that. He said there is something going on, Maria, and it is not good, talking about Belgium, where they want Sharia law, where they want this, where they want that. You know, there has to be some assimilation. There is no assimilation. You go to Brussels. I was in Brussels a long time ago, 20 years ago, so beautiful. Everything was beautiful. Now it's like living in a hellhole.
Okay.
He said that in January.
Okay.
So
he also was right about, you know, the fact that we went into Iraq, which was a huge mistake and part of the problem.
He was right.
So he's right on a couple of things.
So his foreign policy isn't so outrageous.
You know what? We were talking about this in the makeup room. Did we ever think that Donald Trump would be the voice of reason? I think his reputation and the fear that so many people have of him is that he's got the nuclear code. He's got his finger on the button.
He throws that back in.
Yesterday he came out with NATO and said, let's not be...
Let's stop enough of that. He pointed out NATO's actually been funding ISIS and Al-Qaeda. He actually knows what he's talking about. That's why they're so upset with him. But it's common sense if you're bringing in a bunch of people, they're not even checking their IDs. He said, stop it till you check, until there's some process. Well, that's common sense. That's like, don't drill a hole in the bottom of your boat till you're sure it's not going to sink. I mean, the hoax of trying to act like he was bad to say these common sense things, Pastor Manning, I see it beginning to
explode. He was absolutely right. He was absolutely right. I knew it. There was not a scintilla of daylight between me and my agreement with Trump when he said what we should do with Muslims in terms of them coming into this nation. He was absolutely right. And any reasonable thinking person who loves this nation, or even who loves Islam, would say, yes, we ought to make sure we sort out what the problems are, learn how to deal with this issue before we continue to allow the floodgates to be open, not knowing what we're getting. He's right. It was those liberal, if you will, bleeding hearts that rose up against Trump. But even now, people like these old uber liberals on The View are beginning to say, hey, he's right. And I guarantee you, if we have an event of terrorism in America on the American scale order, as that they're having in either in Paris or in Brussels, you're going to see many other people.
So what is Obama and the Democratic Party and others thinking when they bring in hundreds of thousands of these people, knowing it's only a matter of time until somebody attacks? We already saw San Bernardino. What's the calculus there?
Well, I had a person on our broadcast, and I'm so embarrassed I can't think of his name right now. He's a very good friend of mine who is Israeli, and he has been watching the Islamic progression now for several years. And he has told me that the chatter that he's picked up over the years is that Obama wishes to flood America with thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of Muslims, displace our culture, give them a new place to set up mosques and to practice their religion, and push Christianity and the, if you will, middle Americans to the curb. And that's Obama's plan.
That's it. I mean, the West is weak. We don't have a culture now. We've given up on God, taken Christ out, and now we're going to bring the Wahhabist religion of enslavement of women in.
Right. That's what he said. That, and he's been saying that, and he will not back down from
it. And leftist women at universities, almost to a woman, line up, and Gloria Steinem wouldn't even criticize even radical Islam when she was on with Bill Maher.
Well, we see where that's going to take us. And we see exactly how that's happening. But Donald Trump, perhaps may be our only way in which the recourse is. I would like to know more about Obama's plan towards either getting the GOP to stop Donald Trump, because otherwise Donald Trump stops his plans completely. He does not plan to allow.
That's right. He throws a big old crowbar right in the mix of their machinery. We're going to come back with calls with Pastor Manning. I'm going to see if you can stay maybe 15 minutes to the next hour. He may have to go. But regardless, we're going to your calls next segment. Stay with us.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Way up north, way up north,
bus is on. North to Alaska.
Every day I see articles that show the discrimination against conservatives, Christians, libertarians, anti-Satanists, basically. Pepsi, Visa, and Chevron are exempt from Health and Human Services mandate, which is huge, tax, basically. But Little Sisters of the Poor are not, see? Any real charity, any Christian group. In the last 5 years, Obama's issued one Christian charity, 501c3, that was conservative, and tens of thousands of, quote, liberals. See how this works? This is total takeover. That story's from Life News. It's up on DrudgeReport.com and Infowars.com. But it just shows how, oh, thousands of big companies are exempt from Obamacare, but your company isn't, meaning that it makes it where you can't compete. A mom-and-pop hamburger place isn't exempt, but McDonald's is. But we're all busy thinking about skin color is discriminatory. That's why they try to drive it in our heads all day, because that goes on, but nothing like the New World Order that's exempt from taxes and above the law. I want to go to David, Kyle, Stephen, Mike, Robert, Mr. Manning, Pastor James David Manning will be with us 15 minutes in or 20 minutes into the next hour. We appreciate that. Then I've got so much other news coming up as well and a bunch of special reports I haven't hit yet. But right now, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to some folks in Washington. Kyle, he wants to talk about Obama and his Islamic ring. Yeah, the media says that's debunked. No, it's he wears an Arabic Islamic ring. He speaks perfect Arabic. His first speech was in Cairo. A bunch of his family are Muslims. And he badmouths Christianity every Easter. So let's get your question on that. Kyle, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I find it very interesting. I mean, he's worn this ring even before he got married, and his colleagues found it odd. And the ring actually says there is no God except Allah. So when you were just saying, you know, he can't even be seen next to a cross. I mean, this guy clearly has all the ties to Islamic beliefs, Islamic religion, and still won't even call it radicalized Islam. And it's just ridiculous.
Sure. Well, they say Napoleon converted near the end, but then got beat for an alliance to Islam. But I wonder if this is another bait and switch to create a clash of civilizations, or is Obama, with his shadowy CIA history and his mom and his tranny nanny, and then in Arabic schools, I mean, in a any Muslim school, they kill a training. What do you think's going on here, Manning, Pastor Manning? Is he really a Muslim, or is he just something else?
Well, I can tell you this. What's his name? Well, what's his name?
Barack Hussein Obama.
Well, how Muslim is that? I mean, that you don't get any more Muslim than that. And his ring is simply an insignia of who he is. And, you know, our names are very important, Alex. They say a lot about us. They are very powerful.
I could tell you probably came from Christians. Your name's David. My dad's name's David.
Right. So there you have it. So his ring is simply, his name, rather, demonstrates that he will wear. That's why he's wearing that ring, that there is no other God than Allah. And he has this very profound Islamic name.
I've never heard you put it so good. Nobody ever made that point. His name is bigger than the ring. It's Barack Hussein Obama.
There you have it. What am I going to say next? I mean, there you have it.
It's incredible. So it's not just a CIA cover. You think a lot of insiders believe, I mean, I'm talking high-level Pentagon, they say no. Secret Service, you name it. The word is he actually gets down before Mecca every day.
Well, I think that we need to understand that the CIA is not necessarily a patriot organization nor a Christian organization. I think they're a globalist-inspired organization, and their allegiance would be to Islam as well as anybody else. I mean, though they're financed by American tax dollars. We need to be clear about that.
Well, Brennan reportedly has lived in Saudi Arabia 20 years and converted to Wahhabism. That's, you know, the head of the CIA. Wow. I tell you, I know this. They hate Christians and gun owners. They hate prosperity. They hate our coal plants doubling our prices. They're doing everything they can to shut this country down. They're not making stupid deals. They hate this country. Trump's wrong.
Thank you for listening.
They're not making dumb deals. They're making deals to shut us down.
Live.com today.